A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it
or not.
Or maybe not.
Who knows?
Riddle me this.
I was at a fan expo today. You know this.
Yeah.
And you know how I like bits.
Were there a lot of fans there?
There were a lot of fans, not a lot of expos. Yeah.
No. It wasn't an exhibition of fans?
No, it was just a lot of fans. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
A little different than that website, OnlyFans. I thought it'd be similar to that, but it was different.
Yeah. And, a few less whatever they got over there.
Yeah. I don't know. Fans. They sell fans. But
OnlyFans.
But OnlyFans. Nothing else. Just the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the fans. I should check that site out.
Yeah, check it out. There's some good deals on there, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Like there was one of those rotating fans. 50% off.
I don't think that's the right.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a different site.
Huh.
I was thinking there's
a Lowe's.ca.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was thinking of. I saw an ad for onlyfencing.com and I was like, did this guy just like hear about OnlyFans in passing and be like, oh, cool. I should do that with fencing.
It's then, probably the opposite way.
That's true.
If I had to guess.
If you had to. You don't have to though.
Well, but I want to.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, you should guess. But, I arrived there, you know, at the Fan Expo, and it was like the shortest walk from the subway station to the convention center. Mm-hmm. But by the time I got there, I was dripping wet from sweat. Like, I was just so gross. And then I just had to live my day smelling and being sweaty.
Did you have to cross through the Flame Kingdom in order to get to
Fan they Expo? Make you do that now because it's in a different it's like in a pocket universe, so
and then you had to go through the Stink Kingdom
and makes then sense. The Candy Cane
the Candy Meadows. Kingdom
Meadows. But so it's fitting then that we're talking today about climate change.
Whoa.
More specifically about...
And the planet burned.
In a ring of fire.
We're the ones that did it.
We started the fire.
We did start the fire. And we're keeping it going by pouring gasoline on it.
Yes. So I recently did a video. I mentioned this briefly, but we thought we'd talk about it a little bit more.
The political climate?
The political climate and climate change and globing warming. Or if the earth is flat, then flat earth warming. But either way, it's heating up.
Disc warming. I guess it'd be like plate warming, right? Like if you have a plate warmer.
Oh, yeah.
Like a plate warmer setting on your dishwasher.
Yeah. Be like that. And I think scientists are pretty evenly split on the shape of the earth, whether it's sphere or flat.
And what's the best way to warm it?
Exactly.
Because, you know, hot food, hot plates. That's what they say.
Hot food, and they say happy, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. So, yeah. Happy planet, happy Janet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know, those evangelicals, they're stubborn. They're stubborn people.
No, they're not. Really?
Nah. Nah.
Get out of town. I don't know if I believe that.
Either is it stubborn or is it just friggin' gullible? But white evangelicals seem to buy into a lot of conspiracy theories. And yeah, like I said, one of them is that global warming.
Well, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly. They got nothing else going on. So it ranges from global warming is a hoax, like it's not warming at all, to yeah, the earth is getting warmer, but it's not humans' fault and there's nothing we can do to change that. Or yeah, it's the earth is, you know, global warming's a thing, climate change is a thing, but it's a good thing. It just happens sometimes.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen, I think there's a David Mitchell soapbox or something like that short where he talks about global warming?
No, I haven't seen
like
that.
He has like a big, it's very good. It's like a short, like 2 minute thing. And his whole point is just like, even if you don't believe in it, don't you think it just makes sense to invest in this stuff? And maybe on the off chance that you're wrong, it does a good thing. And then worst case scenario, if it isn't warming, you set up all this renewable resources and energy. Like why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah, either way, it's going to be beneficial in the future. And like, yeah, technology is going to get better and like moving away from the combustion engine, I think, is the right way to go either way.
Well, not if we have to bow down to Elon.
Yeah, exactly. No, I will personally buy the Toyota.
Well, they got the Prius, so they're halfway there.
That's true. I'm probably never going to own a car in my life, so it's not really a decision I'll have to make. But
like personal choice or just like...
Yeah, I just don't see myself wanting to own a car, especially since I don't have my driver's license nor desire to get my driver's license.
Oh, no.
It doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't really appeal to me. Maybe. That's fair. Someday down the road, but for now.
I love driving. I love having a car. It's the best.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, actually, after today, like just having to walk those two fucking blocks.
Yeah, I'm going to drive right into the convention center.
Yeah, exactly. That's a thank you. Yeah,
maybe I shouldn't joke about that.
Pew Research. They do research on Pew. That stinks.
On the stinky farts in the world.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, because... They were saying that, you know, it's not all Christians, like hashtag not all Christians. It's the mainline churches. So like, you know, the ones who still do all the liturgy, all those guys like the Lutherans and stuff and the Anglicans and Episcopals. A lot of those churches will, you know, say that, yep, we need to do things that make the planet a better place. But white evangelicals, not as much.
You're saying white evangelicals, right?
Yeah.
Like white people or like white a specific people, type of evangelical? Okay.
No, white people.
Just clarifying.
So like, okay, so percentages that say global warming's caused by human activity. U.S. adults, 50% say it's because of human activity.
50% of the U.S. population thinks that?
Yeah, adults in the Pew Research.
Right.
Study 23% say it was caused by natural stuff, and then 25% say it's not happening, not a thing, and then there's no solid evidence for it is what they say, and then 2% are just not sure.
Okay,
but as far as religious affiliates, white evangelicals, 28% say because of human activity, 33% say it's because of natural things, and then 37% don't even believe it's a thing. So, okay. Yeah. Catholics, it's much better. 45% say it's caused by human activity, 19% say natural, and then still 34 say nope, not a thing. But
I mean, I feel like that's just common regardless of religion for people.
But Black Protestants, 56% human activity. So, Yeah, 24% natural and then 20% no solid evidence.
There you go.
And then 0% didn't say they didn't know. They all of them had a opinion. All black Protestants have an opinion on this.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just kind of saying, like, there's people are dumb.
Yeah.
And think they know better and they don't want to be inconvenienced, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a big push on why a lot of people deny it, is that they don't want to have to make lifestyle changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, no, I don't want to do that. So it's not real. Whether they say that's the reason why or not, I feel like for a lot of people it is.
Yeah. So there's a debate going on. There's a website called theconversation.com, and they talked about how it's kind of a chicken and the egg thing about whether it's because of their religious beliefs or because of their political beliefs. Because it's obviously in the last, you know, 30 to 50 mm-hmm. years,
right.
White evangelicals have been used as a huge voting block. So if you can convince them on a thing, then you've got the states, like you've got America.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but also there's ties to, like, okay, we believe that the world is going to end soon, because a lot of evangelicals believe that the rapture is going to happen soon or Jesus is going to come back soon. So why would we care about the earth?
I guess that's a fair point. Like, I mean, if you really, you know, if you're hoping for the death of everybody so that,
yeah.
you know, your Lord and Savior can come back, you know, as a lot of these people in these death cults are.
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to really give a shit about it. But then at the same point, like, why do these people care about any other issues then?
Exactly.
The case, you know, like, I don't know. It gets back to like, you know, if you don't care about the environment, then why do you care about these rights, or why do you care about this, or why do you care about this job? You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then another issue is in the Bible. So God floods the earth, and then afterwards he's like, oh, sorry about that. My bad. And he puts the rainbow in the sky as a promise that he's never going to destroy the earth again using a flood. So if global warming's a thing, then the ice caps melt, the world floods, but God said he wouldn't do that. So how could it happen? So global warming's not a real thing.
Do they think it's because the gay people stole the rainbow from God?
Probably. They were really sneaky about that too. Like, I remember hearing about that whole plan to, like, sneak into heaven and pull it out of God's pocket. And
it was like National Treasure 3.
Yeah, exactly. The answer's in this Gideon Bible.
That'd be it. I would actually watch that movie.
Yeah, it's true.
Where they steal the rainbow from God.
Yeah.
And give it to gay people.
Crazy billionaire money. We're making that movie. if we win the lottery.
Oh, man. That'd be a good screenplay at the very least.
Yeah, exactly.
Would it have to star Nick Cage?
I mean, it'd be better if it starred Nick Cage.
I think so.
At least in a small role. Would he be God? Or would he be like his national treasure character?
I feel like the national treasure character, okay. I would think.
Yeah, that's maybe. True.
Yeah.
I could also see like it being an Ocean's 11 type plot too.
Like a heist?
Yeah.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 beep. Like that kind of music playing. They're like, oh yeah, we got it. They're like God's casino.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just smoking a cigar.
Yeah, we're making this.
St. Peter's like a pit boss, and he's just like watching the monitors.
Saul Goodman brings him a cinnamon bun.
That'd be a good one.
You'll get that.
Do you think they'd have to start like with like the Vatican City and the Pope in order to like find their way to get into heaven first?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably like an express elevator there.
Yeah.
If we got any billionaires listening, we're going to make this movie.
We would love this donation, these donations, and you'll get a tax receipt. But evangelicals are traditionally science deniers anyway. Like a lot of them don't believe in evolution or the Big Bang. Or
do they use the internet?
Or the internet. They don't believe it exists.
Do they use it?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah, do they use medicine?
Most of them do. Some of them don't, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do these like city planning and cars and technology.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Anything that then, benefits them. Well, it's even when you hear their arguments, like they'll say that they'll quote scientists and stuff when it's on their side. And then when it disagrees with them, it's like, yeah, but this thing, I don't like that.
Yeah, because they're ignorant assholes.
Yeah.
Again, it's when it, again, it's back to the inconveniencing, right? It's rules for thee, not for me kind of thing too, right?
Exactly. And even beyond evangelicals, 64% of people who describe religion as an important part of their life said they would side with their religious teaching if it disagreed with science. So that's a large percent of people that said they would side with their religious teaching.
I'm not surprised by it.
No.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and there's a lot of money behind anti-science stuff, especially behind the climate change stuff. Been lobbying for years. And what a better way than to get companies like Focus on the Family and Family Research Council and all those companies or all those lobbying groups, to lobby
you, right?
Yeah, exactly. You lobby the Christians and say and use all these biblical arguments and use all these things to convince this huge voting bloc that that is not real. And so here we are.
Well, another thing too, not just that, it's also another thing that it deflects from what the real issue is, right?
Yeah.
It makes it less about like, oh, these companies are trying to push this stuff to continue these bad behaviors. But instead of it being like that, it's like, oh, now the problem is with the religious people who are being whatever. So let's worry about them.
Yeah.
So it's just another like diversionary tactic to distract from what the real problem is here.
Yeah. And another thing I noticed when I was doing the research for the conspiracy theory video is that YouTube is getting better at shutting down conspiracy theories.
Really?
Like the algorithm and all that stuff. Like I got so many warnings like this is actually what it is. It's not this. But so they'll take down all those like flat earth videos. They'll take down climate denying videos unless it's a sermon because they don't want to upset the religious folks. So
really,
so a pastor can get up there and say that climate change is a hoax and global warming is a hoax. But if it's just like a conspiracy guy in his basement saying it, they'll cut that out. So they still need to move that a little bit further. Like just because a pastor says something doesn't mean it's gonna,
Trev,
not
can't
people.
Argue. With someone who's speaking to the Lord.
That's true.
Directly, I assume.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they have a lot of, they got the direct line to the main source. So
that's true.
Makes sense. But YouTube's not going to take that down.
No, that's true. They can't.
And, they shouldn't.
And it's a fine line. Like if you start taking down sermons because they teach, dangerous things, then it's going to be people saying like, oh, it's religious freedom, you're taking away my freedom of speech, and
on a private platform.
Yeah, exactly.
I always love that argument. It's like, that's my freedom of speech, I'm allowed to say that. I'm like, well, you're allowed to say it, but it is a private platform that you're saying it on.
Yeah,
and they have every right to not allow you to say it.
Exactly.
It's like the people in like private businesses are like, I'm allowed to do this. Like, well, you're not.
Yeah.
But okay.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So another thing too, like one of the videos I showed a clip from was John MacArthur, who's a weasel, and he was talking about how much money they've spent, like trying to spread the word about climate change. And he's like, well, it, doesn't this show that it's a hoax because they're spending all this money to try to convince you? And if it was real, you'd just be convinced. And it's like, well, no, your side's also spending a bunch of money. Yeah.
But what a stupid argument that is.
It was a really bad argument. Because he said, science is all about falsifying and disproving things. It's like, yeah, that's true. But also, if science has shown over and over again that we're fucked if we don't do something, maybe we try to get that message out there.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too. Like, so many things, so much of it is about, like, awareness, right? Like, the more people know about it, the more you can actually do anything about it. And maybe the fact that people aren't paying attention to all the signs, that's another reason that they need to do all this stuff.
Exactly.
Like, have you noticed that we don't get as much snow anymore, that it's hot as fuck all the time, and that there's constant droughts and fires and floods? But, nah, everything's normal. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
And that's another thing too. They always like if you pick the coldest day of the year, which it's the coldest day of the year is also getting colder, and it's because of climate change, and it's because of global warming. But it's like, oh, it's really cold out. Let's check Twitter, because if you search Twitter for so much for global warming, you're gonna get so many people.
It snowed so much for global warming, liberals.
Yeah. And like that congressman who actually took a, or senator who actually took a snowball into the Senate floor to be like, look, it's snowing. How could global warming be a thing?
Definitely sounds like you know what you're talking about, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they all threw rocks at that.
They should have. That should be a thing.
We need to bring back public stoning again.
Exactly.
But only for politicians.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really effective deterrent from people being really shitty, is that the public are allowed to publicly stone politicians.
Yeah, exactly. We do not condone this. This is just hypothetical. We do not...
I'm just saying, if we were allowed to do that, I think a bit less shitty stuff would happen at a political level.
Yeah.
Do you think from our Ontario government right now, do you think old Dougie Ford would be trying to privatize healthcare and selling off bits of the Greenbelt to his highway development buddies if he knew that if he really pissed off people, they would stone him to death?
Well, he can't piss off people because you don't have to pay to re-register your car now, so everyone's happy. Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good, man.
Well, that's true. You're right. I mean, after the short-lived Buckabeer, I don't know how long this is going to last, though.
Yeah, it's true. It's also another thing that's very popular in the climate change denial, global warming denial, especially with people like evangelicals and stuff, is it's reframed in stuff like, do you believe in global warming? Or like they word it in that way where it's like there's a debate. They always frame it as a debate, and it's not really a debate when all of science agrees and like just some people with an agenda are on the other side.
Well, that's always in those cases where they try and frame it like they're it's people who are pretending that they're bringing this up in good faith, like, well, let's have an honest dialogue about it and a discussion. But those people are never trying to actually have a legitimate debate. They're just trying to get a reaction out of you so then they can pull the whole like, oh, well, what are you getting mad for? We're just having a debate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is. It's just underhanded tactics to try and make you look like a jerk so they can invalidate whatever arguments you actually have.
But a lot of it is, if you say that the world is, you know, in trouble, it's either a sign that the end's coming, that's good, or you're lying because God's in control and God wouldn't do anything that would allow anything that would harm us.
Oh, he wouldn't?
No. Well, if you look at history, can you think of anything bad that's happened to people ever?
Well, why don't we just start with all the bad things that God did in the Bible first?
Yeah, that's true.
And then we can go into the rest of human history.
Yeah.
Let's look at the last, 2 years of all the bad stuff that God wouldn't let happen.
God's in control.
Yeah, if he's in control, I'm fucking terrified.
Yeah, exactly. Put somebody else in control. When do we get to vote on this?
I don't know if that's going to work. Look at who everyone's voting for these days.
That's true.
Ish.
Yeah, it's like Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe, right.
You got to admit, as much as I don't like Trump, that's a great dig name.
Oh, no, he's good at nicknames. If there's one thing that he does right, it's a nickname.
It's just like such a like fuck you, like nothing nickname, but also just like, yeah.
So there's, you know, a lot going on there. That's pretty much all I got for now. There's probably a lot more layers to it.
I can't even imagine how deep this really goes. Yeah. And it'd be interesting to look at some of like the correlations between like the evangelical side and things like other conspiracy theorist sides with like flat earth stuff and everything and what the kind of overlap with those are as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I talked a bit about it in my video, but there's a lot of there's a lot of reasoning for like how you're raised as an evangelical and stuff, and how your thinking skills, critical thinking skills, and stuff work.
100%. Sure. You could make that argument about any ideology that people grow up with, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's like with any of these things, the deniers dig their heels in so hard that. Yeah, I used to actually work for a guy who wrote a book called The Deniers. And he was actual climate change denier. And don't work there anymore.
Yeah.
Nor does anyone.
I know we kind of talked again like about like it's inconveniencing people, but I just don't really understand what the desire is to deny it so vehemently, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Besides, like, what exactly are you gaining by denying this thing that all the actual smart people are saying is real?
Mm-hmm.
Like what are you gaining?
How is it hurting you to be like, you know what, maybe we should have, you know, some more stricter laws for companies that that do the
well, that's the other problem too, is the companies don't want those laws, right?
Exactly.
And
yes,
people are such they're just sucking the dicks of all these corporations. Yeah. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah. Actually, do you watch John Oliver?
Yeah, now and then. Yeah.
Okay, because he just did one about offsets, like carbon offsets, and how companies will use that to say like we have net zero emissions.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're paying money. Yeah, and it'll go to places like a reserve. Which is good that a reserve is getting money, but that's not offset because that reserve wasn't going to cut those trees down.
Right.
So all you're doing is like they're not
giving money to someone,
adding any trees, and it's not something that was going to be cut down. So there's a lot of corporate greed when it comes to that stuff too. Like goes to pay for a golf course or something.
Corporate greed feels like a bit redundant.
Yeah.
The time right now where so many people are fearing being hungry.
Yeah.
We're almost in a housing crisis. Inflation is so high. Yet all these people are making record profits.
Yeah.
We don't see a problem there.
Exactly. I went to McDonald's tonight. Do you know how much I paid for a 10-piece chicken McNugget combo?
Oh, that one's expensive. $18.75.
It was $15.59.
Okay, close.
Yeah. I was like, it's been a while. Drink. And so I was like, he's like $15.59. I was like, just the combo? No,
McNuggets.
Not upgrading to a poutine or a milkshake or anything. Just the combo.
The McNuggets are expensive. That's the one thing they'll get you.
That's true. But my doctor said
I think they should.
I have to eat less red meat.
See, I think they should bring back the pink goo so we can save some damn money on chicken nuggets.
I miss that pink goo.
Did you see they have a new sandwich, though? The McCrispy.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. Minions inspired. It's made out of Minions.
Is that what it is?
Well, all the like posters were like Minion things today.
Oh, I thought the branding looked like no-name brand, a Canadian
That's
brand.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I was confused when I first saw it. I was like, what?
Yeah. What's going on here?
But how did we get to McDonald's?
Inflation. But speaking of inflation, let's thank our patrons.
Oh my God. Wow. Thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to our Bible study. Bible study.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. We're studying our Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're Bibling our study.
Exactly. Amen. Mine's covered in duct tape. And it says...
And mine is covered in ribbons.
Amen.
Amen.
And speaking of amen, I just want to say a couple thank yous. I want to say a huge thank you to Sabrina, to Paul, to Howdy, Howdy, Howdy.
Howdy, Howdy, Howdy.
To Rudy. You are all wonderful, and you are all in my heart.
Yes, thank you. And I actually have a very big prayer request today. As you know, Trev, it is Fan Expo. Mm-hmm. And as such, we're getting dressed up in our costume playing, mm-hmm. right? That's what they call it, right? Costume playing.
They do.
And I just want to say to Emily, I think you're a very creative person. I appreciate all you do. But did you really have to cosplay as the exact same character from My Hero Academia as me? Mm-hmm. I worked so hard on my costume. And you just worked that much harder, and you made me look like a total dweeb in front of all the people at the expo. So next time, maybe send me an email. We can coordinate. Maybe we could be different characters.
It's true. Amen.
Amen.
And that being said, speaking of fans, mm-hmm. should we do a Christian rock lyric?
Oh, yeah.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
Damien, do you like fruit?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? If a gun to my head, I do like fruit.
Do you like plums?
Yeah, I like plums.
Yeah, I like a plum once in a while.
I like
what about
a plum now and then?
Do you ever listen
to red plum or black plum?
I like a red plum, like a purple.
Red plum. Purple plum.
Purple plum.
Wait, no, there's red plum and then there's like the purpley black plum.
Oh, right, yeah, the black one. Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
That's a good plum.
But what about the band Plum?
There's a band called Plum?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I remember I used to listen to Plum a bit back in the day in high school. And I'll tell you one thing about Plum. They're fine. In my list of albums I had. It was fine. I throw them on once in a while.
What style of music is Plum?
Trying to be like a grunge kind of thing. Okay. A woman as the lead singer. And there was a lot of this song anyway. It felt like it had a lot of inspiration from Rage Against the Machine, like almost stealing some of their riffs.
I thought you meant just the emotion.
The emotion, yeah. No, the Raging Against the Machines.
Can you rage against the machine when you buy into the machine of organized religion?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
It feels counterproductive.
It does. Like, that kind of feels like it's part of the machine. It's like a cog in the machine.
It feels like it's its own machine itself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Anyway, Plum.
This song's named after the book, which maybe it's named after. No.
What book?
The book is called The Late Great Planet Earth. And so was this song called The Late Great Planet Earth. The Late Great Planet Earth was a book that hippies really liked, Christian hippies really liked. It was just about how the world is going to end soon because the Lord's coming back and here are all the signs. So it's one of those classic, Christian, the world's going to end soon type books. And this is a song named after it from the album Candy Coated Water Drops.
That's a pretty good name, though.
It is. And the lyrics go as follows. The world ends without a tragedy. Time is melting into history. The sky is falling. Voices crying out in desperation. Hear them calling. Everybody save yourself. The world plays its angered symphony. Lost inside eternal mystery. doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you do, we all end up this way. There's one thing left to save you. The sky is falling, voices crying out in desperation, hear them calling. You can never save yourself, save yourself.
You basically can never save yourself, save yourself.
Yeah.
Getting mixed signals there.
Yeah, I think the second save yourself is just like a repeat of the
which save yourself. Is it?
Yeah, like in that Korn song,
you can
where
never
it's like
save yourself, choose. Save yourself.
Yeah.
Wait, which Korn song?
Where it's like, I really like Korn. You know that song?
I just heard that yesterday for the first time.
It's based on made for
Cassie was showing that.
Yeah. it's a lump with knobs that have the juice.
Yeah.
Which is a much better song than this, I'd say.
Fair enough. I mean, I haven't heard this. The lyrics for this are, I will say, better than a lot of the other Christian songs we've heard.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't agree with the message.
Yeah, that's the thing I disagree with most, is that the world's ending, but if you don't say the right name, then you're going to end too. So
yeah, well, the world is ending, and we're fucked. And it doesn't matter whose name you say, because nothing's going to get better.
I don't know. I think the world's got some time left. I think we could live to be maybe another 6 years.
30 more years.
30 more years? Yeah, six.
30 more years.
30 more years. I think we got it.
Yeah.
And that's why you get a cat and not a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my message, you know. If you want to have a kid, that's fine. I'm not actually going to stop you.
I can't imagine how much a child costs. Cats are expensive.
Gotta be crazy. Yeah, cats are.
It's like $50 a day
for a cat.
No.
Oh, I was going to say no. You're feeding your cat some really good stuff. But yeah, no. His food is expensive. Who has that bit about raising a kid is like way more than buying a new boat. Like you can't be like complaining about money and then planning on having another kid. So if I was planning on buying a boat, but also complaining about money.
I think boats are just money sinks, aren't they?
Well, no, you get to go out there, you get to fish, and then that brings in food, so you don't have to buy more food. And then you put a shrimping net on there.
What if you don't eat fish?
You could sell it in the market.
So you got to become a fisherman?
Yeah. And then your
hobby becomes your new job?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, for a long time, that's kind of what it was. It's like, if you could afford a boat, you could become a fisherman.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But now, any asshole with a bit of cash and a trailer for their car can get a boat.
Mm-hmm. Or you can buy a rubber dinghy.
Dinghy. There's not enough dinghies anymore.
Mm-hmm. I spent way too long on a raft like a week and a half ago when I went camping. We had these like inflatable rafts when we went out on a lake.
Were you escaping from a desert island?
No, it was just like I was hanging out with my cousins. And we were just hanging out in the lake and I got so burned. It's like, I remember
like
it about...
They told jokes and they burned you?
Yeah, they burned me. Oh, they burned me good.
Boom, roasted.
Boom, roasted. That's one thing I said at Comic-Con or at Fan Expo today. Stormtroopers walked by. I was like, Stormtrooper, I hardly knew Trooper. Boom, roasted. So I think I've been watching too much Last Man on Earth. So
I agree.
Yeah, but I think that's a good place to wrap it up. You all been wonderful. Damien, you've been wonderful.
I don't say that enough.
You are a wonderful, wonderful friend and co-host.
Oh, well, thank you, pal.
And
it's always a pleasure
to
see
you tomorrow.
Can't wait to see you in real life tomorrow at the expo.
And if you're by Fan Expo in the past, before this comes out, come by.
If you're there 2 days ago or whatever.
Yeah. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!